They only had $327,931.
Could you be more specific?
And 23 cents.
You're listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast, where HIPAA and humor collide to make learning fun. Your delightful hosts are Donna Grindle and David Sims. Relax, HIPAA help is on the way.
This is Amy Moykich from Atlanta Gynecology and Obstetrics in Lilburn, Georgia, and you are listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast.
Thank you for the intro. I'm David Sims of HIPAA for MSPs and Security First IT, and joining me is Donna Grindle of Cardin. Good morning, Donna.
Hey, David. I know you're excited.
I'm so excited.
This is always your favorite.
Yeah, I know. It's the time of the year we get to break from the norm tiny bit.
Just a teeny tiny bit.
Yep. So this is the Halloween episode. So every year we get to be a little bit creative. That's kind of an evil laugh there, Tom.
Yes, it is. You know, it's getting harder and harder because I don't want to do the same thing every time.
I know. I think we're going to have like a loop back. you know, come up with so many. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, we've done five different ones. We're going to go back to the first one. Yeah. So,
but I like maybe. This one. This one I'm excited about.
It's Are fun. You?
Yeah.
Are you?
It's the interesting comedy thing. It's not scary. Like, we don't need anything else scary in 2020.
You're right there.
It's a little bit more fun.
I drove by. I was going up the main highway in the town I live in. So I was driving
up
there.
Is it paved?
It is paved. Believe it or not, we do have paved roads. We call it the highway, which I don't know that it's a highway, but we call it.
It's a road, right?
It's a four lane. That makes it a highway.
Yeah, it's a highway.
So, but there's a big sign on the highway yesterday as I'm driving up, and it's introducing this haunted house thing. So immediately I'm like, wow, somebody's doing a haunted house. Interesting. And brave at the same time.
Indeed.
And so it's always typically called like Hell House is the, usually the theme for it. So this year they decided to do a sub theme. So it's like, join us for Hell House, the plague. And I was like, wow. I'm surprised that people decided that was a good idea.
I mean, maybe they're explaining that's why you're socially distanced.
Yeah. You sit here, and you sit over here. And there we go. So, the funny part about this episode was, as we were thinking about, okay, what can we do? What kind of ideas can we have? Whatever. I send you a message. I'm like, well, what about this? And you're like, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I know. It was weird. That I was like, look at this link. This is what I was basing it off of.
I know. It happens to us more than we'd like to admit.
Yep.
That we're on the same wavelength.
Let's just not talk about it.
Anything you want to talk about before we dive into the HIPAA Say What segment and then into our Halloween episode?
No, I mean, we've got some really positive feedback lately on the podcast. We're really excited about that. And, you know, we're doing a lot of cool things. So it's just a matter of time getting things done, which is why you and I are exhausted right now.
I know. Yeah. And we're still in contact with the last HIPAA boot camp crew.
Yeah. We're doing some cool things with them. We're finna do some stuff.
Yeah. Which I guess not too much longer. We need to start thinking about the next dates for that.
Yeah, there's some February dates rolling around. I'm just saying. We probably need to announce that next week.
Okay, cool.
Lock and load.
Yeah, got to get those requests in.
Yep, but we're going to do another virtual one. That's for sure. We're not going to try to plan an in-person one until everybody can certainly do in-person.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. And, you know, we've got a lot figured out, though. That first group that went through, well, not the very first group that did the virtual, but the ones we just did have been very instrumental in giving us feedback and things that we need to change to make it more better.
Yeah, it's a great crew, and we're appreciating them working with us to come up with ideas and bouncing ideas off of them so that we can adapt accordingly, because we had no freaking clue. But we told them right up front, you're guinea pigs.
Yeah. So the two biggest feedback items, please give us more bathroom breaks. And please don't drown us so much on day one.
Yeah. So it was all things that are fixable. It's not about, you know, necessarily rebuilding the content. It's about repositioning how we do it. So I'm excited about some of the ideas we have. And I think that long term, it could help even the on-site one. So,
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeehaw. Well, we run into the same problem even on-site, which is we end up running out of time. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh my gosh, 3 days and you run out of time? Yes.
Yes, we do.
We absolutely do, because there's tons of questions and answers. And, you know, hypothetically, I know somebody who might be doing this.
You have no idea how many rabbit holes exist in HIPAA. So
yeah. And part of the boot camp, I think the magic of it is the fact that people leave there going, I never thought about that before. And so it's almost like a mastermind brainstorming session of how many things should we be considering and thinking about as we do this compliance program. Uh-huh. So I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
All right. I'm
excited.
So thanks again to our donors and those people who help support the show. We definitely appreciate it. So if you'd like to know more about being a donor, go to helpmewithhipaa.com, check it out there. And if you do nothing else, just share the show with somebody. We definitely appreciate that.
And rate us. We need more 5 stars.
Yes, please. More 5 stars. If it's not going to be 5 stars, stay home.
Stay home. Okay, so now we're ready to go to, we've gotten some really good feedback about our new segment, HIPAA.
I did that to you on purpose.
I knew you were. I was like, are you still muted? I don't know what you're doing.
That's right, we're talking about HIPAA.
Say what? There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, we're having fun with that. So, because we're doing our special Halloween episode, it is a quick HIPAA say what segment. Mm-hmm. It's more better when David hits the button, but he's
all right. We'll do it again. Quick. Ready? Go.
HIPAA
say what?
There you go.
Look at there.
One of the things that, if it weren't for the Halloween episode, we'd probably be doing a deeper dive in is that Severino did an interview with healthcareinfosecurity.com and made some really good, interesting points. I wanted to just throw out there really important things, because we've been talking about all of those resolution agreements and just how much they should be paying attention to the, you know, statements that are made there. But in the article that they have related to the interview, and then they have the audio interview, they said that he spells out critical steps healthcare organizations must take to, and here's an important part. You paying attention, David?
I am there.
Safeguard patient information and ensure patient safety in light of the surge in ransomware and other hacking incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote is, we're seeing a growth of advanced persistent threats where hackers will infiltrate, usually through phishing, to get credentials and get their foot through the door in one area of a covered entity's system.
Mm-hmm.
Then the hackers will, quote, attempt to learn everything they can about the access they gain to see if they can leverage that to jump to a more secure area of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And given the hackers can reside on a network for months and even years, he also says it's essential to have, quote unquote, proper audits and logs to have visibility into your systems.
Yeah, but they didn't point out that somebody should look at it. But
yeah, I was going to say, I would add to that just having the logs, it's good, but, you know, take a look at them.
Somebody needs to pay attention.
Yeah, which I'm guessing that's kind of what he's saying, this, you know, audit the logs. Look at them. Look at the logs. Look at me when I talk to you.
Read the documents. All right. So they also, of course, he goes into the patient right of access stuff that they've been doing. But then he points out something interesting, and we've talked about this, about the points that they brought up about business associates in multiple cases. They've mentioned them like as part of the risk analysis. They've mentioned them as part of other things. He points out that when healthcare organizations have relationships with third parties that are acting on their behalf, and here's the important part, they must have appropriate business associate agreements, quote, so the chain of custody, that sounds like an attorney, the chain of custody of that protected health information remains secure so that there is no weak link in the chain because there is far too much at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And in the interview, he goes on to talk about what he's calling a significant uptick in hacking breaches. Not like we haven't already been talking about it and that we already know it's there, but we're going to hear what he has to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the better part of the rest of the interview apparently digs into a lot of details about some stuff that's going on with all the hacking and the things that are getting reported. So we will talk about that in another episode. Now we get to do our special Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Yes. So this is the story of a dream I had.
I know. This is the cyber Halloween party. So Donna, you want to take us down into your dream?
Yeah. Here we go.
All right, do it.
Okay, so I discover I'm at an office, and which is odd to many people these days, but I'm at an office, and it turns out there's an impromptu Halloween party. And they didn't get a memo about it, but clearly there's folks in costumes, and the cool thing is it's related to technology, so you're with me, and we don't want to miss a party, so we quick make our own costumes by printing out a huge 1 and a huge 0. One, and you're the 0.
We're going as binary.
Yeah, there you go. I think that we're hysterical. We just can't stand where we look like 10.
Or 0-1.
We are our own selves, as always. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So, we're going to the break room. Because you can hear the party sounds.
Okay.
And around the corner in the main door, there's a couple of folks dressed like guards with these huge shields in front of them and padlocks like hanging around their neck. And they're just standing there looking intimidating. But I don't know what that is, but I'm not going to miss a party. So I double back and go to the back door of the break room. Right.
Okay.
Because that's where we're going to go in. I just take you mm-hmm. there. And sure enough, there's some really friendly folks already been hitting the punch, if you will. And one of them is dressed in all white. And then there's these black lines that make it look like there's sails all over them. And the other one is in a huge sandwich board sign that has nothing but white with a little flashing line on it. So do you know what they are?
Oh, yeah. I definitely know what these are. So this is a spreadsheet and a document.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're so excited to see us. You know, they're like, come on in. And they let us in that back door. And so we know because mm-hmm. we're in my dream. So it has to be training of some sort.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking what this is we couldn't get through the front door because it's guarded.
Yeah.
And so the office applications let us right in the back door.
Exactly. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So I know. The security's on the front door. They're pretty intimidating looking, but there are some really friendly party goers letting everybody in the back door. It's awesome. And the minute we get into the party, you look around, there are so many cool costumes, and you're, you know, we're we're going to have fun just figuring out everybody in the room. And we look over and there's somebody in this really terrifying looking thing that's reminds me of the Japanese anime characters. And then we realize that's what it is.
Oh, I know who this one is.
Yeah? Who is it?
Yeah. This is that right Ryuk thing, that Japanese anime character.
Yeah. The ransomware gang used it as their like name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a game that it's part of, and it's a pretty badass character. And basically they intended to do that. They've only been around like what, end of 2018? And they're mm-hmm. the first ones that started going after businesses.
Yep.
And I think the last numbers I saw in Q1 2020, they had the largest ransomware payout, $1.4 million.
Oh, I know.
That's yeah. huge. And
what is the Sodi no Kibi?
Sodi no Kibi.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they only had $327,931.
Could you be more specific?
And 23 cents.
Sounds like we may have read an article about that stuff. So all of these different ransomware gangs, though, you got the Maze Gang, Ryuk, Sodi no Kibi, Revil. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 10 different ones now, I think, that are doing mm-hmm. the, you know, we encrypt everything and then we also leak your data. So it's a twofold ransomware attack.
All right. So I'm starting to see a theme here inside your dream that you have me in. So I'm thinking that you and I are zeros and ones. It sounds like we're data.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it sounds like with all these other things going on, we must be inside of a network.
Maybe. Maybe. And
I guess since all these people are talking, they're networking, right?
That old ba-dump bump. So here's some, and you know, there's some weird costumes here. So we're going to look around. We look over, there's a couple of folks in a wooden horse costume trying to move around the room, but everybody just has to get out of the way because they're going to go through. So everybody just steps out of the way, but they got this trap door looking thing on the back of the wooden horse.
What, that's so they can go potty.
It looks like that. Yeah, it looks like that. It looks like the little trap door you see on the little PJs.
Oh wait, yeah, I get it. I know exactly what it is.
Yep.
It's the Trojan with a back door.
Ba-dum, bum.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, isn't it great? I love nerdy costumes. We can put all these together. And so the Trojan with the back door, you know, Trojan horse. It's mm-hmm. just a different kind of malware attack. But we got one of those in there. I love it. All the nerds are being creative here. And next, over going past us, in a very sad way, is a lady with a window hanging around her neck. She's crying and has a mm-hmm. sign that says, "I am vulnerable."
She's a Windows vulnerability. Oh, I like it.
And what do we know about Windows vulnerabilities?
They make you cry.
No, they do. If you got them hanging around your network, it's not a good thing.
Yeah. Speaking of which, as of like a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. Office 2010 is no longer supported. It hit end of life.
Oh.
So if you're running Microsoft Office 2010, it's time to ditch it and move on.
Yeah. And that would be a vulnerability, the fact that you don't get any security updates to the thing that let us in the back door.
Exactly. The spreadsheets and the Word documents. Maybe the two people at the front door were Office 2010 applications.
Windows Defender, maybe. I don't know, but...
Windows Anti-Defender.
But we're able to now watch this Windows vulnerability just going around talking to everybody. And everybody's happy to see them because they're all malware.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And so then as they go by, the Windows vulnerability is just standing there crying, watching. mm-hmm. is somebody is dressed like a desktop, which that seems kind of, yeah, you know what I mean? Kind of compared to everybody else, you're just like an old desktop tower or something.
Okay.
But they're also hanging out with somebody that's dressed like a roach. And the roach keeps moving between those guards at the front door and bringing in people to talk to the desktop character while the Windows vulnerability keeps crying. So what's going on?
The roach has to... Okay, so the roach is passing by the security in the front,
mm-hmm.
bringing people directly into the computer. It has to be an RDP protocol thing.
There you go.
Ah, oh, see, I got it.
See, that's why the vulnerability lady's hanging out, because there's a huge Windows desktop protocol, remote desktop protocol. So many bugs, like a roach, are considered a vulnerability. So the roach is really what the lady's talking about. I know it's great, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. See?
And everybody trying to hook up with the lady.
No, everybody's, hey, quit crying. I'll make you feel better. So, and so now you've got them bringing more people into the party. It's starting to get a little bit more crowded. It's getting, you know, you got a little bit more people hanging out with you, but still interesting stuff, because one of the folks they bring in is somebody really friendly. Smiling, being very helpful. They're walking around handing out candy and drinks to everyone. But here's the weird thing, and I can't quite figure it out because I'm watching them. And it's like, as soon as they walk up and somebody says, I want candy, I want drinks, whatever, they hand it to them. But there's like, they, it's just like they magically have it. You can have candy, you can have drinks, whatever it is. And I just magically hand it to you. And they never seem to have, like, they're not carrying anything. It's just, it appears whenever they decide they need to give somebody something, they think about it, and then they're able to give it to them.
Hmm. Dr. Strange. It's Dr. Strange.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know. This one would have to be the Emotep malware.
There you go.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
So, see, how does it work?
It works by handing you candy.
There you go. That's what that malware does.
Whatever you want, it'll give it to you.
Or whatever the other people in the room want, it will give it to you.
Yeah.
And so that's how it works, is once it's brought in by the roach to visit with the desktop protocol, it just starts having everybody giving them what? All kinds of things that all of the other characters will say might need to enjoy the party more.
Oh.
So if it's
like a drug dealer walking around.
Yeah, well, you know, candy. Candy and drinks. There you go. Mm-hmm. So everybody is able to get the additional things they need to make the party better for them, because the malware, the Emotet, is walking around, able to hand out all this information. See, now that is a cool gig, because you don't need a costume. You need the magic trick, which I still can't figure out. But again, we're in my dream.
Well, who's that good-looking dude over there in the corner?
Oh, yeah. I figured you'd notice that one. It's someone that looks just like you.
That's why. All right, so...
Yeah, they just got some candy, and now they're going to be hanging around for a really long time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They're just going to hang out over there and tell everybody that they're you.
Okay, so this one I think I got.
Okay.
This is identity theft.
Yeah, bam.
Oh.
They got invited to the party.
That's how they got in. They were dressed like me.
Yeah.
They even got the shirt that says zero.
So now you're with me.
Double zeros.
Now you're with me. You're seeing my dream. See, we talked about it in the beginning, how weird it is. We're in each other's head. Now you're in the dream with me. You're going right along with me. It's great.
I see that. It's scary. A very scary place in your dream. Anything in your head is very scary.
Yeah, there's some scary spots in there, that's for sure.
All right, so this next one over here, though, check him out.
Yeah, he's the huge padlock.
But it's not just a huge padlock. Like, why does he have all these Depends undergarments all over him?
See, that one's a good one because it's kind of a new concept.
Okay.
You know, a lot of folks aren't, you know, seeing this new concept. It's a new way of just going ahead and calling it what it is. It's a lock and a leak. Locking and leaking.
Oh, so the undergarments are there to for data leakage.
Yeah, because you're already leaking. You know you're leaking. You need the Depends. And the padlock. You're locked.
See how easy it is? You just put Depends undergarments around your router. You're good to go.
We're locking and leaking, folks.
Locking and leaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
No locking and loading anymore.
No, locking and leaking. So, and do you remember what that relates to?
Mm-mm.
So all of that new ransomware stuff where they come in and they encrypt everything, that is the software that did all the things like our Ryuk or Sodina Kibi or the Maze or any of those wide variety now that we have. You know, people think of ransomware as one thing. It is not one thing, is it? No. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of different variables, variants of ransomware. And now, so many of them, they're doing the locking thing, which we've been used to.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's all locked up. You can't move. You can't use anything. You can't, you know, operate. You are stuck where you are. But now, if you don't pay, they're leaking your data. They're stealing, they're exfiltrating your data.
I gotcha.
So locking and leaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new ransomware attack. And I don't know, it's locking and leaking ransomware. I don't know. We got to see how we do with that. But
yeah, then it's pay and pray.
Yeah, I mean, it's what do you do? Because your data is going to go out there. And in fact, there was a discussion, and we'll cover it in another episode, but somebody has done a breach announcement that this happened to them and the data was leaked. And then they say, we have no evidence that anything bad will happen. I'm sorry. The fact that the data is leaked is bad. So
yeah, my Depends didn't hold up, but we have no evidence that anything bad happened.
We don't know if you can clean the be able to clean your britches. So what was leaking, still not sure, but we're feeling pretty fine that no one will notice that you leaked through your Depends up to your britches.
I'm sure that won't draw any attention to you whatsoever.
Yeah, I always assume the worst because you're going to end up somewhere on social media with a piece of people taking pictures of your backside because you leaked. Anyway, but there's another, it's like for some reason, a whole bunch of folks are just dressed as different kind of rodents. Different sizes of rodents. So what do you call it when you see all of those rodents?
Those would have to be the rats.
Yeah, by them.
Oh, so, you know, your remote access Trojans.
Right.
Or remote access tools. Uh-huh. Can also be what it is.
Yeah, they came out of the trap door of the Trojan horse. Ba-dum-bum.
So let me get this right. This guy's hiney's got rats coming out of it. Wow, your dream has took a bad turn.
Oh, it starts getting scary. I'm telling you. So that's why there's so many of them, because the Trojan brought in all of these little rodents that can now run around and do whatever they want inside your party. Yeah.
Not so different from the story of Troy.
Exactly. That's why they got their names. But, you know, you and I being the one and zero, they're eyeing us pretty close. You know, everybody's paying attention to what we're doing. Like, we're weird. Like, we're not there as part of the party, which we're starting to feel a little, you know,
weird,
a little self-conscious about.
I'm already back up against the wall here. I'm just wondering if I should push you down and run.
Where's the bear? Where's the bear? But now, as we're sitting there watching, trying to lay low as it gets more and more weird around us, here comes somebody that's just moving around the room. They're wearing graduation cap and gown as if they've just gotten a PhD or something.
Yeah, and I haven't figured this one out yet.
Yeah, so they're walking around the room, following people, and they're just tapping them over and over and over. You know, like, you know, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. I'm not.
Right, just annoying the crap out of people.
Yeah, and once somebody finally tells them to stop, they blast them with a whole bunch of threats to their personal safety, terrify them, and then turn around and go on to the next person and do the same thing.
It's my ex-wife. I don't think that's it. It doesn't fit the theme.
Yeah, your ex-wife wouldn't follow you into my dream.
You'd be surprised.
She follows you a lot of places.
I'm going to get you, boy. let's see. Well, if they have a PhD, then obviously they have an advanced education.
Yes.
Okay. So, and they're threatening. Mm-hmm. And they won't leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
So what threats are advanced that won't leave you alone?
You got it. You're there. What is it?
APTs.
There you go.
Advanced persistent threat. Yes, she's very persistent. Leave me the heck alone.
And she's been at it so long, she's advanced. So the point that Severino made, perfect tie back, that they're starting to see these advanced persistent threats where the hackers are like lurking in there for a long time, and they're just looking around to see what kind of trouble they can cause and what's going on in the network and where else can I go. So they're testing out the security and finding, you know, we've talked about the hackers taking over before and hearing the stories about where they get in a fight on a network trying to knock the other one off. Don't be surprised if that's actually, you've got like two different APTs, but you know, people have been talking about it for years and it really hasn't, you know, it's only been in the last probably 6 to 8 months, maybe a year, that we've started hearing more about it in healthcare. The advanced persistent threat.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was a tough one, wasn't it? See, there you go.
Yeah, but I can't look at this next one. It's a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, I know, because it's just... It's just bunch of people. They're gathered together, three people, and they're wearing numbers. One has a 4, one has a 0, the other has a 4, but that's all they're wearing.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
I guess technically it could be a 111 under the 404. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just 404. Underneath
so is there area code?
Well, that is an area code of Atlanta, which.
There's your problem right there.
There you go.
Because Atlanta is the hacking capital, the healthcare failure when it comes to breaches. It's like every time a breach happens, if you just said Atlanta, you're probably close.
I know. It's somehow connected. Never more somehow than 2 connected. Degrees of separation.
Maybe they're just trying to be funny. Maybe it's
and
just
they
the,
are just being funny.
Okay, so in the IT world, a 404 would be like page not found. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming this is a 404 costume not found.
Bam. You're there, brother.
Got it?
Yeah, there Nailed you it. Go.
Nailed it.
Now, the thing is, the reason they're probably hanging out there is some of those other characters that we have in the room are blocking your ability to get to something that you really need to get to.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
Clever little naked dudes.
Come on now. We're having fun with this one, aren't we?
I'm certainly staying away from the 404 errors. What they're doing is working.
No one is going to understand why, you know, they don't understand why no one wants to go over there and hang out with them. Nobody wants a 404 error. Mm-mm. So we're hanging out though. You know, the emotive person's come by and giving us candy and drinks. We might as well take them. We don't know what we're getting into, you know, but we're living on the edge at this point because we are the only data in the room. Everybody else seems to be something weird, right? And then it's starting to get a little bit more crowded. And then all of a sudden, there's a big ruckus and this woman comes yelling in. They come barging through where the guards are. Right through the front door, the guards just let them right on in because this lady is yelling, Amazon Prime Day order has been canceled. Follow me to learn more.
Oh, my gosh.
And
it's a fishing
all
email.
These people are following her in.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the perfect fishing email this time of year.
Exactly. So now we're all in. We're inside the network. There is what we have now established to be malware and infections and hackers everywhere. And we're the only data in the room. And now we've gotten ourselves backed in the corner. We can't get out. We thought we were at a nice party.
Yeah, it's getting a bit crowded in here. It's like I'm starting to panic.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know, I have personal space issues, and so do you.
I know. So,
our data's getting crammed together and more, and it feels like we are actually locked, and we're worried we're about to be leaked. And the panic.
I'm gonna be the data that gets
in.
Leaked.
And then, and we're starting to think we're leaking. And when panic starts to set in, and then boom, I wake up.
Wow. That's absolutely the craziest dream I've ever been in.
I know. See, it took a lot out of me. And you know, we were terrified, and so you can imagine what your poor data must feel like when you aren't paying attention to the logs and you aren't monitoring for those things and you're assuming those guards at the front door are blocking anybody that shouldn't get in while the roach is bringing people in and the spreadsheet and the document are letting people in the back door. What you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you going to do? Yeah. We did not come armed because we did not know that we didn't know anybody at this party.
I know.
We were told
otherwise,
it was an office party.
Yep.
That otherwise, everybody we knew.
I would have brought some endpoint protection with me.
Yeah. There you go. We would have brought our own guards.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have replaced the guards at the front door with ones that we could count on.
Mm-hmm. And we would have started running around with patches and patching all these things.
Yeah. make the poor lady with the broken window and crying feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just go ahead and take all of that away. And she's a new person because we get therapy known as patching.
Yeah.
And then we would have exterminators for the roach and all the rodents and take apart the big wooden horse and see who's inside it so that we can turn them over to the FBI. And, you know, and then try to handle the 404 guys because we don't know whether it's because of the bad guys in the room or it's something we would have gotten anyway. So you got to figure out the 404 guys whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. And at any minute, I was just waiting on somebody to scoop us up and run away with us.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I never once saw anybody dressed up like a log.
Not one log in the place.
No, not a log there. Nothing.
No.
Nobody's logging anything.
No. They're not
no auditors.
Even,
no. Nobody dressed up like an auditor. Nothing. No audit logs.
No audit logs. No monitors. Nobody walking around checking. You know, we had absolutely zero people checking the party of teenagers and what was in the punch.
Nobody's checking IDs. Nobody's checking anything.
But you sure looked like it when you saw those intimidating folks at the front door. You thought that first. Then when you got in the back door, you realized anybody can get in here. All you have to know is which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
It was such a great analogy that I thought we could turn this into an awesome training class.
Yep. I agree.
And I just need you, you know, I think that we could get somebody else to play the part of you so that you could play one of the 404 guys.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that.
I think we could.
But that would be better than the back end of the Trojan horse, though.
I know. I was thinking we would have Krista and Elizabeth in there fighting for who got to be the front of the horse, and of course Carla would be the emotant coming around making everybody feel better.
I'd rather be the advanced persistent threat person. I think that's more my style.
Yeah. It is. The annoying part is really what you are.
Yeah. It wouldn't be advanced persistent threat. It'd be annoying persistent. It'd still be an APT, but it's just very different.
All right. Because you're the same age as my brother. I often think of you the same way I would think of him, and it would be the advanced persistent turd. Because that's what you call your little brother, right? But my brother, he's an awesome guy now that he's grown up. But there you go. That is the Halloween dream for 2020. You know, we didn't go through the haunted house that we've gone through, the horror stories, the horror movies. We did those. You know, we've done several different approaches, but I felt like we, when I was trying to figure out what to do and I'm dreaming of these crazy things, it was perfect to use this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I messaged you, I was like, we should do something like an office party. That's exactly what I've been thinking about. I was like, well, that's concerning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you go. So, and anybody that wants to steal this, we copyrighted it. Don't worry. You know, we are the creative source. We didn't make this. We didn't steal this one from anybody.
That's right.
I think I saw a t-shirt with the 404 costume lost. That's the only thing. So maybe that's what made me dream the whole thing, David, is that's all that.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
It was either that or you're picturing me with just a 404 on my chest.
No, just a zero.
It's a zero.
That's why I say you would be the zero.
So, I'm a zero.
Yeah.
I'm a proud zero.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, as long as you're proud about it.
That's okay.
We're cheering you.
I can hang around with as many of my zero friends as I want, and we all come up to the same total.
Yeah, there you go. Every now and then you bring in a one or two. And the bigger picture here, though, is learning creative ways to envision what you're up against.
Yep.
And while we're joking around about it, these are truly the things that we're up against.
Mm-hmm. And it's also another great way to use it as a training tool.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you decided, you know, if you're at some point you're back in the office and you're like, hey, let's have a training day that everybody dresses up like something that's related to our compliance program or our security awareness training program. Just be fun with it. See, you don't have to wait till Halloween.
No. You could do it as any kind of theme event.
Yeah. But, well, I'll tell you, the times I've always learned something the most is when somebody gives me something like that. They're like, okay, you've got to find a threat or whatever to dress up like and then be prepared to spend 30 seconds talking about what you are.
Explain.
That means I got to go figure out what those threats are out there. Mm-hmm. I've got to pick one, and then I've got to do a little bit of research about what it is and then create this little simple costume. It sounds like it's kind of a ridiculous costume party, but you force somebody to go out there and spend some time learning what these things are and what they do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some people, I don't want to dress up. Well, okay, come up with the idea that you would put on somebody else, like David.
You don't have to dress up. Just put a 404 on your chest.
There you go.
Drop trowel, babe. I'm just kidding. Don't do that in your office.
Oh, geez. And here we go. So there was the nightmare part of the dream. Right there. There was
I always think about the guy that's like, pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
I know. It's great.
I love it.
You know,
it. It
Atlanta, awesome. Thank you very much.
<I know. sighs> But speaking of Atlanta or Georgia, the most recent Malicious Life episode was all about the Georgia voting debacle. You should listen to it.
I know. I saw it. I saw it. And I was looking at it. And I'm like, I'm just not there yet.
There's a lot of say what? And I was like, only in Georgia.
So we didn't get to use all the creepy sounds that David likes to use for Halloween. But we did take you through a party that was at least fun for us to do.
Yep. Yep. Hope you enjoyed it because you won't get it again until next year.
We're not doing that one again. Still, I don't know. I don't know which one I like the most. So feel free to send us a message on which one did you like the most or any ideas you may have, and we'll give a shout out to you next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're
that is our show.
It is. It is.
Good.
We're done with that. Good
show. I know we had fun with it. So not that we don't always have fun, but we're not always of a ability to just have our creative juices flowing.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Yeah, we will. All right, folks. Thanks for listening to our show today, and catch us next week for another hot episode. Help Me with HIPAA. Remember to share this out to your favorite social media sites and friends if you have any. If you're like us, you don't have anybody to send it to.
Just each other.
I know. All right, we'll catch you next week. And don't forget, for Donna and myself, the HIPAA, it's not about compliance. It's about patient care.
You've been listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast, hosted by Donna Grendel and David Sims. The show created to help you with HIPAA. For more information or to ask us a question, visit our website at helpmewithhipaa.com. Neither Donna Grendel or David Sims are attorneys, and they do not offer binding legal advice concerning regulatory compliance. The information in this podcast should not be relied upon or construed as legal advice in any way. Consult your attorney for legal advice concerning compliance with HIPAA regulations.